AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is pausing the U.S. effort to guide commercial vessels out of the Strait of Hormuz. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The U.S. military launched what it called Project Freedom just Monday, President Trump describing it in humanitarian terms, designed to aid stranded seafarers stuck on the hundreds of ships that have been sitting in the Persian Gulf since the Iran war began. But after 2 days, that's now on hold, with just two merchant ships known to have passed through the U.S. guarded route through the territorial waters of Oman. In a social media post, the president says the pause is intended to see whether an agreement with Tehran on ending the war could be finalized. He told reporters earlier Tuesday,
"Now they're trying to survive and they won't be successful unless they make a deal."
But Trump says U.S. forces will maintain the blockade of Iranian ports. I'm Ben Thomas.
On social media, Trump said Pakistan and other countries had requested the pause. Meanwhile, Chinese state media says the foreign ministers of China and Iran met in Beijing today. China's foreign minister Wang Yi called for a comprehensive ceasefire in the Iran war and said his country was deeply distressed by the conflict that has lasted 2 months. AAA says the average price of a gallon of gas went up 31 cents in the past week. It spiked at $4.48 per gallon. That's up 50% since the war in Iran began. Democrats in Ohio nominated former Senator Sherrod Brown to challenge Republican Senator John Husted. Brown lost his Senate seat 2 years ago. Biotech billionaire Vivek Ramaswamy won the Republican primary for Ohio governor. Democrats picked former state health director Dr. Amy Acton. This is AP News. The focus is now on a star NFL receiver's return to football after his acquittal in a trial. Correspondent Gethin Coolball has more.
Stephon Diggs' acquittal in court has cleared a path for the four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver to return to the field. He still could face discipline from the NFL, whose spokesman Brian McCarthy says the league is monitoring all developments in the matter relating to the league's personal conduct policy. Diggs was found not guilty Tuesday of assaulting his personal chef. The jury deliberated for less than 2 hours before clearing Diggs of all charges. Diggs spent last season with the New England Patriots. He was released in March and remains unsigned. I'm Gethin Coolball.
A springtime snowstorm is dumping wet, heavy snow in northern Colorado and Wyoming. Forecasts predict up to a foot of snow in Boulder and 8 inches in Denver. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.